That we're going to the UK this week.
When we saw last week in the press and in our face, we saw that if a person bought three lands in the order of Reines, Ibois, and Idis, he bought Idis last, then he can tell the Balchoyt and he tell the Isha, I'm going to give you the cheaper quality, not the Idis, in the Idis with us, because if you're quiet, you're quiet. Otherwise, I'll give back the Zipporis to the original owner, and then you won't have to get the Zipporis. That's what the Gemara here says about Ches on the base. And we want to know how it works exactly. If you look at Rashi, and we saw the Ches on the base, Rashi said clearly that the way it works is because he's threatening. That's how it's working. I'm threatening you. If you don't listen to me, I'm going to do this and this. And that way, you'll listen to me and take what you get. Therefore, for instance, Rashi writes, it really only works for the Nizokin. That a person, because I ask, why don't we say by Nizokin that, I'll give you Beinis, because if you don't want to take Beinis, I'll get you, then you'll have to take Zipporis. But said, yeah, by Nizokin, you could do such a thing because by Nizokin, that's a good threat. But if you would tell the Balchoyiv, take Zipporis, because otherwise I'll give you back, I'll give it back. Don't you take Zipporis? Otherwise, I'll give back the Zipporis to the original owner. Then the Balchoyiv will say, I'll wait. I'll wait till you do that. Don't threaten me.
It's common as well.
If you want to go and do it, do it. Once you've done it, then at the moment now you owe me babies. You want to go and give back Zipporis to the original owner, Balakasha. If you would do that, then I would go and claim Zipporis. As long as you haven't done that, you owe me the babies. Now I know it's a hassle to go and give back the Zipporis. I know the guy lives far away, you're gonna have to take a buy yourself a ticket for the plane. And go ahead and do it, right? That's what you're gonna have to do. It's a big hassle. So you wanna call, as he calls it, well, you wanna tell me to take the Zipporis? I'll say I'll wait till you actually give back the Zipporis. And since I know you won't do that, therefore doing the babies. Mashenkin, but the Idis, where he's meant to get the Idis and said, I'll give you Beinis. If not, I'll take that plane trip, then the guy will take the Beinis, because he knows there's always a risk he might use more. Instead of getting Beinis, you might get only Zipporis, so that it might be worth the nizik's while to take the offer that's given to you.
How long is there, like, time-wise?
No idea.
I mean,
Practical rabbinics, I don't know. So the point is that I want to point out Rashi is the way it's working is threatening. That's how it's working. That's how he's doing it. I'm telling you, take what I'm giving you, because otherwise I'm going to give it back to the original owner, right? So in the Rosh, we see not like that. And that's what we're going to learn from the Rosh now. Okay, let's see the Rosh. The Rosh is Simon Gimel. So there's a few different points in the Rosh, but the main focus is on this point, how the mechanism works. Is it a threat? Is it actually Does he have to do that? Does he have to give it back? How does it work? When we start from the beginning part of the Rosh, which was the Tosafot, which we discussed already, Siman Gimel. Hey, Lord, going yourself off. Remember, we told my person who bought Zibur's famous Idis last. So if he's finished his Idis, then there was three Lakuchas really, right? There's three people. And Beinis, the person was Zipporis, then the Beinis, then the last person was Idis. Then everyone can claim from the Idis. If you don't have an Idis, then if there's not enough Idis to go around, then they can claim it from the previous buyer. However, Kulom Bivasachas. If they would all come at one time, and all come and claim from the last buyer, then kolakodim b'shtar yigve ma'achr in tchila. The one who's the earliest date in the document, he claims first. This is what we spoke out and shit. We can have the last person, let's say, was the first person more in this, then being this and divorce.
Right.
In that way around. First person more in this, being this, divorce. Then the last person that bought was Ziboris. And the first person that's owed money is the Nizik. So in that case, the Nizik gets the Ziboris.
Because they haven't chronologically been
ordered. Right. The moment that we're going to say that the first person bought Ziboris, the second person bought Venus, and the third person bought Ziboris. Now they come up to claim. At the same time, they come to claim. So who gets first bite of the cherry? So it says that the first person who's owed money, you look at the documents and see what date was first.
And this is the fact Shlach,
he does, based on Yerub Sah.
Even the Yerub Shlach.
So the Psalm based on the date of the Psalm within. So based on that first Chiyum, that's the person who gets the first
bite. And just to marry the Russian.
Says the Rosh. So the first person chronologically who's owed the money, he gets the first land to choose, right? Not to choose the date, right? Now the one later than him, that means owed at a later date. Goyim Achro, Mitchell Aponov, he will then claim from the land owner that bought second last. And the one who's owed really later, he's Goyim Mitchell Aponov from those that were owed, those that bought.
Is this making an assumption which isn't being specified or stated? Is there an assumption that the Nizah gets the Ziboris, but let's say there's some more Ziboris left over. Does that mean that the next guy in line has to take that little bit of Ziboris and then goes and gets the, is available to get, or can he just jump and go to the next person?
No.
Why is that not paid?
Okay, Pravka Rabbinics, we go to the rabbi. No, it's not an Avon. I'm focusing on Avon. I'm not interested in anything else other than Avon. Although all good questions, it's just not what I'm interested in today. Himan Izaki, Kodmoy, or Val Choyim Achrov, if the Izaki was the first guy that claimed, I mean, the first one was owed, right? He's the first guy that owed. And the Val Choyim is the second one. So the third one. So the third person to be paid, the last person to be paid is the Ksuba. Right? Then, Uvo Ligris Kerechot, and they all come together. So who gets the first one? In his argument, Ligris, when Achim is arguing the ones that claim from the last, Bapuna in Tiburis, comes out a little unfair somewhat. Then the last person that bought means the last field that was Benechem was the Ziburis. So the first person that's owed gets the last land that was free, which happens to be that the Nizokin, the Shidduch is going to be, the Nizokin is going to be getting the Ziburis because he's the first one that's owed. And the last land that was free was Ziburis. And then if that's how it was.
And we're forcing you to play that man.
Vision.
Why couldn't you say, he said, no, I'll wait my turn.
What do you mean you'll wait your turn?
I'll wait your turn.
Okay.
He doesn't want to play. I'll play next year. What? I'll play next year.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that way anymore. I'm not going
to
play
that. Well, same. That land's Meshubba to you. That land's Meshubba to you. And I'll have to get from the other land. This Bnei Chayim is Meshubbat to the first person that's owed. It's Meshubbat. So Mrs. Balchoyim,
yeah.
She or Mrs. Tzuba, she can't take from the Ziburis, because she'll say, if I did the Ziburis, then you'll come and take it away from me, because you'll say that I was that you had more of a shibut first. So you have to first deal with your shibut, and then I'll deal with my shibut. Your shibut is the Bnei Hevel. My shibut will be the one before that. Who's going to right, so bring that in? So we're going to see, we're also going to give a different age in a minute. Yeah, we'll see.
I know that one.
That was not this one.
Yeah.
When the person had three lands.
Yeah.
Isn't that
It should have been, but he had Bnei Chayim. As long as he has Bnei Chayim, the halacha is he can get the Bnei Chayim. Yeah, well, at that moment he could have taken the Idris. But the thing is, he didn't
take it. But he said some old land.
Yeah, but he had Bnei Chayim. He left one Zibur's Bnei Chayim. One second, he left one Zibur's Bnei Chayim. So now that Zibur's is what's Meshuvah for him. And then he sells that land. So that land is what you can claim for. Yeah, well, we'll see exactly the dynamics in a minute. Okay, so then the Baal Chaim is showed a follow of Avilein Idis. So it's Isham and a Pnei follow of Avilein Idis. This is exactly, and Tosis says this as well. This was the Chiddush. Oh, the Ein Nizokin Yechon Eloima. Then Izokin can't say in Kena Yas Koichi. That's not fair. I'm getting worse off than the Ksubz Isha. No? So Kapu Din, that's the Din. Misha Kodam Shibudoi, the person whose Shibud is first, Sorich Nigris Trilo, he has to claim first. That's not okay. Ve'in Yachal Nigris, Elamin Achrin, he can only claim from the last one. So that's the land that's slated for him. And Malasot, that's the din. But in Omar, once again, God liquids Mishal upon off. If he comes to the second last buyer and says, "Well, give me the business or give me this," they'll say, "No, I'm not going to give it to you." I left you that field. I left you the Ziboris field. So now we have an interesting system here that the person who first damaged, who really should get it, is he's going to get the last land, because that's the Bnei Chayim. He's got the first bite, and the cheapest land he's going to get for it. So now the Rosh is an Eitzah. Mi'unirini. Imizokin yefaisu ala kuchoy so yishoyim. If the Nizik will go to the first people that bought, remember there's Reuven, Shimon, and Levi who bought fields from Yehuda. Reuven bought the Idis, the Levi bought the Benis, and Shimon bought the Benis, and Levi bought the Ziburis. In that order, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. So really, Levi's the last one, the first one to give up his land. If Reuven would go, so if now the Nizik will go to Reuven and say, this is the end of the year, you're going to lose your land anyway, because there's enough people here who are claiming. You're not going to keep it. So I'll give an extra $5 for you to give me the right to claim from you. Instead of me going to Levi, I'll go to Reuven. I'll go to you. I'll give an extra $5. I'll give you
a bite. What's your size for the
piece? A piece.
So we're getting English word piece from.
Right.
The five is piece.
Right. To appease him, to persuade him, shachnea him, what word you want to use. So if he would say to him, you know what? Let me shinichum ligvoisim nizokin yefaisu al kuchis vishen. Then he will appease the first kuchis. Shinichum ligvois tchilo mehen. Then they let him claim first. V'lo yoyma, and they won't turn around to him and say he nachti lachol mokim ligvoisim, that we left for you a place to claim from. Then he could do that. And lo imotzi bal choy v'ksubz isha, the bal choy v'ksubz isha can't turn around and say, then he's okin, kvar nistalik shibut cho mehem. Your shibut has already left from these fields. Kimen she'enichu b'nei choy eitzel amoyche. Says the Rosh, because I hear different people pulling it different ways. We've got this Nizik, Nebuch, who wants to get his payment. And mitzad echad, you've got the people that bought the field, and they've got a right to say, We're not giving up our fields. The only field we're willing to give up is the Nechari, the last one. Mitzad Sheni, you have the Balchovim, Subz Isha, who have a vested interest in the Nizokim getting the last field. Because if the Nizokim gets the last field, which is the Ziburis, that gives them a right now to get it. Even if it is much better for them, then they really will, should really be get it. So who can pull the shots in? So if the Nizokim would come to Reuven and bought first, Reuven said, forget it, I'm not giving you it. Because I left for you other fields. Go to the other fields. I had other fields than Ziburis. So what? I left for you Ziburis. But if the Nizid could convince Reuven to forego on that and say, you're right, I've got a right to push you off to the last field, but I'm not going to push you off to the last field. Here, you take the Idis. Then, although now the Balchov and the Ishel is going to have to take Ziburis, they don't have a right to say, no, you're meant to be taking Ziburis. You, Mr. Nizid, meant to take Ziburis. Give us the Idis. They don't have a right to do so. Why? Says Rosh, because whose schus was it in this story whose schus is it that the Nizik has to get from the last person? Whose schus is that? It's a lekeach, it's a purchases. It was their schus that the Chazal gave and said, if you bought land and there was other available land, you can push things off to the available land. So it was your schus, it was a purchaser's schus. So therefore, if the purchasers waive their right, then the Nizid's got a right to take the other land, the Idis. What's up, Shabbat? Because really, like Rav Dovid started speaking on this, that really, all the lands are meshubed to the Nizid. Every time the Nizid knows that, and he's high money, really, all the lands are meshubed. It's the Komas Chazal Letoivas, for the benefit of the purchasers, to say, you know, you can only claim from the Nechre. But Bemet, if they are willing to waive it, then he's got a right to claim from every land there is, even the Idis. So Mele, the Balchoy, you can't come up and say, no, you take the Ziburis. No, I've got, says Mr. Nizik, I've got a right to the Idis. Just that the purchasers have a right to push me off. If they're willing not to, then I will get from the Idis. Right? That's the Pshat and the Tosis on the other, which we all speak out. So he just finishes the novel, see that inside. Mirunir, Imni Zokin, if Faiso on the Kufis, you show you.
Expect me one line.
Mirunir, from that, no?
No Matsi Balco, Association. Oh,
yes, I've gone back even one line before that. Mirunir, see by the dot?
Yeah.
Mirunir, Imni Zokin, if Faiso on the Kufis, you show you. Nizokin will appease the original of the Kufis, Sheyanichum, that they should allow him. Ligva is Trilo Mehem to claim first from the Idis, from their land. Veloyoima, and they won't say, Hinakti Lachor, we left for you Mokoi, other land, Ligva is Mehem to claim from it. Loimotzi Balchoiv Uksus Isha, the Balchoiv and the Isha claiming Uksuba are unable, Lemema, to say, Lenzoki into the Nizik. Kvar nistalik shibut chomehem, that your shibut is left from him. Yeah, your shibut, your lien has left from the Idis. Yeah. Kivin shenichu b'neichoye, it's a moicha, since there was a neichoye, by the moicha, therefore your shibut is left. They would say, possibly, yeah? Since your star is first, at the Tzorach Lig voice, you have to claim Ibnei Choy from the Bnei Choyim Sheheni Choy that they left Yad HaMoicha in the hand of the Moicha. That means this is all they could have said, that the Ksubas Isha should say, no, your Shim's only the last one.
The Tekan has to be enforced.
Right. So it's not true. Mishum Da'amali, Nizik will say, now this is an important line. Kulu mishadi didinenu. All these fields are mishubut to me. I never lost my shibut. Even when there was bnei chayin, I never lost my shibut. And it's a chachamim tiklu. Chachamim enacted the Tovus Halakuchos for the benefit of the Rukuchos. She'ein nifroi mehem. I can't claim from them. Kol zman she'enichu b'nei chayim, as long as the b'nei chayim are left. But given she'ein, since the Rukuchos waived al tekol, they made from that tekol on. She'eskinu lutoi vosom. They were the tekol chazal was sent to the Tovus of the Rukuchos. Atem malachem imi. You, Mrs. Tzubo, or you, Malchoy, what do you have to do with me? Ani ekats me'edin shiuta, I'll take from whichever land I desire. So that is the pshat and the rosh, must be the taste of an aleph. And now we understand why the nizik, although he gets the first claim, which might be ziburis, that only the tevis and the kuchos. Right, it's only because of the benefit of the purchasers. If the purchasers waive their right and say, yes, take the ibis, then the nizik does have a right to claim the ibis. Okay, that was that. Now we come to the main part of the Rosh that I wanted to focus on. And that is, why is this business of shiklisu kidenai or shiklisu? If you take, like you should be taking mela, otherwise I'll return it to the original seller. So we saw in Rashi it was a type of a threat. And it really only works for the idis, for the nizik. Instead of taking idis, I'll give you beinanis. And if you don't listen to me, I'll give you ziburis. It's not going to work to tell the Baal Choyv, listen, take ziburis, or if not, I'll give it back to the Mocha. Because says Rashi, the Baal Chayv will say, "Are you only offering me ziburis anyway? So I'll just wait till you do it. Until you do it, I'm going to get payments." So according to Rashi, if the guy would not give it back, if the person that bought would not give back the ziburis to the original owner, then the Baal Chayv would get the last field, which might be the payments. A person bought. Person bought ziburis, benis, and idis, right? That's what we bought. So the Baal Chayv has the right to the idis, the last field. If the owner will say, take, if the person that bought, he bought all three, yeah? If the owner, if the person that bought it would say, take ziburis, or if not, I'll give back to the ziburis, that's not a good threat, because the Baal Chayv will say, go ahead and do that. Until you do that, I'm going to got a right to take the business, I've got a right to do this, whatever the last field was, I've got a right to take it. That's a shitter's rush. The Rosh doesn't hold on. Rosh holds it's halachic. It's not just a threat, it's not just taking a hammer to bash the guy. It's a real halachic, there's a halachic point, there's a halachic claim that the purchaser has. And what is that? Says the Rosh. We know it. I'll give it back. Love dafke doesn't really mean that you'll give it back. If you give back the shtar, it doesn't do anything. The shtar, if I can buy a shtar field using a shtar and then I give it back, sale still valid. Doesn't do it, nothing to give back a shtar. The sale still valid. Imloi, sheyikna sod bekinyan. It'd have to make some type of kinyan. Or it'd have to yimser lo yashtar, vichtel v'shtar machir alov. It'd have to write some type of new document on the shtar machir. And then the Rosh brings your eyes for this. So when he says the Rosh is giving it back, it doesn't really mean he's actually giving back the shtar. But rather it means we're going to make a new king. That's what he means. That's what he wanted to say. I want to skip till Vazlisu kulu kulchu v'shiklisu mizibos. Vazlisu kulchu, you see what this is? Vazlisu kulchu v'shiklisu mizibos. Giving about 10 lines or so. Vazlisu kulchu, there's two dots. Vazlisu kulchu v'shiklisu mizibos. You have it?
I see two dots.
You, it's just after the, it's the first white line. And the older prints are the first white line, and the new ones, do you have Yeshua? What do you have?
I have the two dots. Which two? This is the Amara, more two dots. No, sorry. Another set of two dots? Yeah.
All of you should go and take from the verse. I'll put, give back the land, meaning I'll do a new sale. I'll sell it back to the original owner, and you all will go and take from the verse. Veloimotzu lemeimelei. They can't turn around to him and say, Lechi Sehadel. Okay, I'm going to call you bluff. Go and do that. We're not going to take the Zipporah's hands down. You go and do it. Says Rashi, says the Rosh. Vafilu ho'isho. Even the Isho. Sheroi tzedikin no Zipporah's. He wants to give the Zipporah's. He bought three lands. And he wants to give the Isho Zipporah's. And he said, if you don't take the Zipporah, I'll give back the other land, which one? The Zipporah to the original owner. She can't turn around and say, okay, when you do it, I'll take the Zipporah. Mishum, here's an important line, mind it's on the light. Mishum, she called Dova, Sha'odom, Yochoy, Litoin. Anything which a person can claim, Royin Oisoy. We view it as if it's happened already. Is the Rosh Chodesh got awesome? A guy says, you know, I could sell this land back. And if I would sell this land back, it would have a din of Bnei Chayin. If it's got a din of Bnei Chayin, then the din is that you, Mrs. Isha, have to claim from that Ziboris. So since I got your Chodesh to do all that, it's as if I did it already, and therefore you, Mrs. Isha, have to claim from the Zipporah's.
What?
So since I got right to do this, and therefore halachically we view as if it's done it, and therefore she has to claim from the Zipporah's.
The other person that sold the land will accept this offer.
Right.
You have to give it back.
Well, he will want to because he owes the money. He'll want to do it because he owes the money.
Maybe he doesn't want to.
He owes the money and have to find some other way of paying the money.
Maybe he wants his ex-wife will pay for the money. He doesn't want to have to do it.
Ex-wife.
What?
What do you mean by ex-wife? He doesn't want his ex-wife to have the Zipporah's.
Yeah. He doesn't have to accept the deal.
He doesn't have
to. So we see that it's done. It's not done. It's not done until he says yes. He doesn't, you know what? He doesn't like the other guy that bought from him. He accepted. He's going to come. He doesn't want to accept the deal.
Who is he?
The last purchaser.
Yeah.
Last purchaser is now, it's maybe one guy. He purchased that in this land last purchase. He doesn't
want to accept the deal. Who's saying the word he too many times?
The seller of the land does not have to accept this offer.
The Zipporah is back. Doesn't have to, right? What are you saying?
Wow.
Why doesn't he have to? Doesn't have to. He doesn't want to. It's just owes money. Yeah. It's a good idea for him to do it.
What do you want? Because
that way he gets his benefit.
So what? His wife said, you know, I'll give you, he'll owe me less of the.
Really, divorce.
He's trying to make up.
He's trying to make up.
Come on.
We'll get a good deal.
But the
first thing, he says, let's get rid of it. And he's. To pay off his debts this way, so get rid of the deal. It's not, it's a good financial idea. Your debts will get rid of it. I sold it to you for $300,000. I'll buy off you for $150,000. And that makes you feel like it. Right? You could have done that.
What happens now is acquired the land, and now he remarries her. So now no one can come and claim that.
Yeah, okay. It's a rabbit. About there's a chiddush, Yossi missed this. This Rosh is a chiddush, yeah? But it's not so much a chiddush about the Rosh saying a bigger chiddush. But this, the storyline here, according to Rashi, was he'll say, I will give back your fields, right? To which the Isha could wait and say, okay, let's see if you do that. Like you're saying, maybe you will want to buy it back, whatever the reason is. According to the Rosh, it's irrelevant. I don't need to do it. I don't need to actually do this. Since I've got an ability to do this and make you pay for the Zibur's, I could now already say you have to claim from the Zibur's. Chiddush, Mamish, amazing Chiddush in this Rosh. And he said, and he brings a raya from the Gemara there. And the story there in the Gemara is somebody bought one field. He bought four fields from four different people, and those fields surrounded, they were adjacent to a middle field. You can imagine there's
that. We had that case.
We want to have Zen and Zen and Hossa and Baba Kama. Right, very good, yeah. Right? So you have it's not to do with that, but it's the same idea.
A land lot
surrounded by four different people. Now, this middle guy, he used to have a passageway to get to the field, to one of those fields. He's forgotten from which field it was. So what would you do if you had four different people there? You can't go to either of them. Say, you know, let me come through your field. Because they'll say, well, do mine, try the neighbor. And they'll be going around in circles, and you won't get anywhere, because each neighbor will say, well, maybe it was the other neighbor. And the only aid to them is really to fork out and pay a lot of money in order to get into his field. Because each neighbor could say, I'm not willing to have you driving through my field. If you want to, you can to spend, I'm willing to offer you a very narrow little patch to go through. Small little land, simple land to go through. If you want it, $5 million waiting to offer it to you. Or you could get a helicopter and fly. Yeah, might be, right? If you want to say it's just some shops you want to get, I'm saying that, so we'll work it out. Right? That's the options available. That what happened was that one guy bought up all the four people around.
He certainly had one of the lands.
Okay, so now he certainly had one of those lands that the middle guy meant to go through. So in this case here, can the middle guy say, let me come through? You definitely owe me a passageway. Or he can say, but I came off the back of four people where each one of them could have pushed you off. And he said, you could say, listen, you either listen to me and pay me X amount, or I'll give back one of the fields. You know what's going to happen if you give back one of the fields? If I give back one of the fields, so I'll give you a good deal. Right? So there also says the Rosh, in that case, he doesn't have to give it up. He doesn't have to give it up. Since he could claim that, it's already as if, and therefore, he's got a claim over this person trying to go through another. Since I could give it back, you've got no claim. That's the Rosh brings you out from a growing service. Okay, and the Rosh, that's the hemshek of this Rosh, the whole way through, he says the big chiddush. Not only if he claims it, we listen to him, even if he doesn't claim it, we as Basin would claim for him. In this case, the Isha comes on and she wants to hear this. It's the last one. We Basin would say, this guy could have given back the Ziboris, and therefore you would have only got Ziboris. We Pastian, you'll only get the Ziboris.
Undermining the Tzakana.
No. Why? Which Tzakana? From the
last one.
That's because it's normally three different guys. If it's the same guy, and that guy's got a claim that he could say, I'm going to give back that field, then she has to take that.
The price.
If there's three people, so then you don't have this claim.
What's the case of one? One person bought three,
yeah.
Three things.
Then it says, the issue gets the divorce.
They bought one person bought three.
In this
three separate things. it's not. In readings that she gets this.
The Gemara says no. The Gemara says she gets the Mishnah. The Gemara says he's like the original owner. Question was why? Saying the reason is since he's got a halakhic right to say you get this Zibbouris, what's his halakhic right? Because I could give it back, if I would give it back, you would get that. Therefore, the Zib already said it now, and the Zib have given it back, and you only get 6 cents. Right. Yeah? And that's the Chiddush of this Rosh. Then the Rosh of Mpili Tone, if you have there's a gimel in brackets, see a little gimel in brackets? I'm giving you selected Rosh. Yeah, but I have to do it this way because otherwise it's not going to work. And the little gimel in brackets, you see a little gimel in brackets? Yeah?
Yeah.
But here we say that Ben Zokin as well. We said, what did Mar say? Why should you give him the idis? Why can't you tell him I'll give you the... What did Mar say? Remember? Mar said, Yoko Ben Zokin Nami, if it's true that you could give it back, then Ben Zokin as well, why should you give him Ben Zokin? What would you say? What did Mar say? Is that what the Gemara said? Venus. The Venus. Now here we have to work out. Come to Rashi, I understand why he said the Venus. Because if I tell you, I'll give you Zibouris, what will the...
Go
ahead. Yeah? So I have to say I'll give you Venus. But come to the Rosh, anytime a person has a right to say something, I could give back the Zibouris and you would have had to get Zibouris. It's as if he's done it already. So why do we have to say, I'll give you Baininess? I'll give you Zibouris. I mean, it's okay, so I'll give you Zibouris. It's a question on the Malach of the Rosh. If it's true that a person has a right to just claim things, and it'll be based as if he did already, if he did give back the Zibouris, the Zibouris would only get the Zibouris. So that's what he says in the by the little gimel. The hardik ami hachi bin ezokinami. Who adin? They have a motzin emitrich mi balchoy, because it was said for balchoy as well. Sheita b'ziburis. But they motzin emim lechisad. And he can't say back lechisad, because like we said, that it's halachic right. It's not a threat. It's halachic din. And a knockout in Zokin, the Dino Bidis. We speak about the Zokin, which is Dino Bidis, the Abuso, the Tele Chiddush, Shavocho, Lo Yidlu, Elo Bizibuis. Even here, even by the Zokin, which is Idis, he'll only get Zibuis.
But the Gemara said otherwise, no?
So, all the Gemara said.
Isn't the Gemara
that's the bitterness? No. It was how Rashi explained why we asked about the Yehoki ben Zokin nami name Yehoki. By Zokin as well, we should say like this. Says Rashi, what should he say like this? He boys the Mishul Bein Nishkoi. If you want to take Bein Nishkoi, we know him after Shtod is he boys the Mor. Says Rashi, why are we talking about the Zokin, not the Balchoi? So Rashi, like in the fourth narrow line. I said the hockey park when he's talking, the low park with Balchoy. Then my name is it. What will he tell him? If you tell him to take the Zibouris, I'll say, I'll wait for you to give it back. Don't threaten me. I'll call your bluff. That's why we took that in his talking. The Rashi says the reason why the Gemara focused on his talking is because the whole thing is a threat. So by his talking, you have a good threat. But by Balchoy, there's no good threat. You want to threaten me to give me Zibouris? Go ahead, go and do it. I'm not going to lose anything anyway. You go ahead and do it. That's Rashi. But the Rosh Chiddush. The Rosh says it's not a threat. It's halachic din. If I could go ahead and do something, it's as if I did it. So therefore, if I could give back the Zibouris, not only will the Ksumzi get the Zibouris, but the Balchoy will get Zibouris. And then the guy will get Zipporis, even his Zokis will get Zipporis. Because I don't like to do that. I bought Idis, Benis, I bought the Zipporis, Benis, and Idis. I'll sell the Zipporis Bechazara to the original owner, and then every single one of them has to claim from the Zipporis. I'll look to the Zisha, but also the male Bogan, also the Idis, the Zokis, and Izzy. He still has to claim from the Zipporis. And since it's a lucky din that, whatever I can claim to do, and I've got yichoyes to do it, it's as if it's done. So I could say that both to the Isha and to the Parchoim and also to the Isha.
Does this person bad
the
Brisa?
He's getting
replaced with
a Parchoim. What do you mean?
That's the Brisa, right? That's still a lot of person.
He's tapas all of them.
Right, so therefore it is a manifest.
Right, that's the most kasha. That was the most kasha. If you're right, then the whole reason is because he could say, I'll give back the Ziburis. And that's why the issue gets the Ziburis. Then it should be also by Valkhoiv and by Nizokin. So why did he say that we're talking about that he has to pay the Idis to the Nizik and the Valkhoiv and the Venus to the Valkhoiv? He shouldn't have to do that either. And I'm talking about you say it, but you can't carry on, so you can't give it back.
It's a question of a match.
It's a question. Oh, so what's the question of the match?
Why is not happening?
Okay, we've got lots of questions coming out. Let's sum up the sugya. We've seen now that you say to the Rosh, let's sum up the sugya. It's two mountain we have to run the sugya. We have a Gemara that says a person involved is his last. Shouldn't have ordered it, it did Ziboris Benis and Idis. He bought Idis last. Really, unluckily, everyone should claim from the Idis. And he shouldn't be able to push them off to Ziboris, because the last name was Idis. But the Gemara said he could say, I'm going to give back the Ziboris to the original Mocha, and therefore you claim from them. So what did that mean? He could say, I'm going to give it back. So according to Rashi, it means he could say that, and if he would do it, then they would claim from the Isha would claim from the Ziboris, the Balfour would claim from, if he would give it back, they'd all have to claim from the Ziboris. But as long as he hadn't given it back, they claim for the Isha. Right?
Well, thank you. Yeah, except
when you say,
it would be nice, but not trouble.
When you say that they don't have to claim from the Ziboris, the Ziboris would use that.
Right, 100% right. That's how Rashi does.
Now, how does it put up, just on Rashi, how does he look at this new, the original seller be acquiring the land? It's a new property.
Not a new property.
So that new property has a lien.
Yeah, because this guy has been here. He owns money still.
He owns money.
And he's got money here. He has to pay off it. Yeah, it's not like you save it, right? It's got nothing to do with the original faith. It's, I owe money. If somebody owes money, he owes money, and he's now got property, which he got at a later date. That property now has to pay up with. So that's how it comes out called to Rashi. So then the Gemara said, so I understand now why you're telling me why the issue gets Ziburis, okay? Because you'll say, I can give it back. But if that's true, why is it that the Nizik gets Idis? He could say also that if you give it, he could say also, take the Beninis, and if you don't take Beninis, I'll give back the Ziboris. So Rashi spoke out. Why are we focusing on the Nizik? Why don't we say to the Baal Chayiv, why should the Baal Chayiv get Beninis? He should get the Ziboris. Because says Rashi, if you're twisting the arm of the Baal Chayiv to make him lose out what he's really meant to be getting, so he'll say, I'll wait till you do it. What are you offering me? Ziburis. I'll wait till you do the Ziburis, till you give it back. And time, I meant to get Venus. That's not like me. I meant to get Venus. You've got here, it is, I could even take. So if you want to twist my arm to make me that I should only get Ziburis, so go ahead and twist it. You'll have to prove it that you go ahead and do that. That's a Russian. But by the Nizokin, that's why they lost Nizokin. Nizokin, we don't understand. Nizokin, you should be able to say, I'll give you Beninis. I'll come halfway to you. I'll give you Beninis. If you don't take Beninis, then don't push me. I'll give it back to the guy. I'll give my Zeboris to the guy. And then you'll get nothing. You'll only get Zeboris. So a good deal for you is to take Benitz. I'm offering you Benitz because I know if I offer you Zeboris, you won't get it. I know if I offer you Zeboris, you'll make me go ahead and do this all time. So it's good for me to make a good offer to you, to offer you Benitz. I don't want to give you this. I'm going to offer you the Benitz instead. That's just a rush. The Rosh came along with the Chiddush, saying it's nothing to do with what I can do to you, I can force you. It's halacha. If I've got a right to do something, it's as if it's happened. And therefore, if I tell the Isha, you should know I could give back the Zeboris, so you've only got a right to Zeboris, because that's what I could do. That's what the Gemara was saying in Amidah. I've got a right to give back the land to the original Moicha, so it's as if it's already happened, and the Isha's only got a right to the Zeboris. So then the Gemara carried on to them. If that's true, then it should be true also by the Nizik and by the Achoyu. Should be true by both. Now the Gemara only focused on Nizik. The Gemara only focused on Nizik. But says the Rosh Figaron, this time is on the Baal Chayv as well. Baal Chayv doesn't have a right to be in this. If I've got a right to give Zeboris back, and then you would have to claim the Zeboris. So now I only have to. So why am I focusing on Idis, on Nizik? That's just like Koskin. Even Nizik, when you get the Idis, should be getting the Zeboris.
Mm-hmm.
If it's true that I'm able to give back the land, and if it's as if I did it already, then the Baal Chayv and the Nizik should also lose their Idis. They should also only get from the Zeboris.
So how does he fit in with the Gemara?
Right? That's Gemara's cash. Which Gemara says that we're talking about Yisroelim. And if it's Yisroelim, I can't give it back. If I can't give it back, I can't even claim to give it back. I can't give it back. And therefore, we're back, says the Gemara, we're back to the original question. Then why should the Isha get the Zeboris? Since he can't give it back. So therefore, you have to give the Isha. You have to give the last land. Okay, followed? Two Malchime in the Sugya. Shittas Rosh, which sounds like an arm twister, and Shittas Rosh, no, anything which I'll be aloha, I could do this. And therefore, you would have to get Zeboris. It's already been now that you have to get this. Yes, so if the Gemara is the Emma, we're talking about the Yisroelim. So if I would give it back to the Yisroelim, would they be able to claim from with the Isha be able to claim from my karka that I give back to Yisroelim? No, because it was a new land that came to Yisroelim, and there was never meshugah for the choiv. You're not given from the chosin on Yisroelim.
But transferring the land to Yisroelim,
yeah. Okay, so that's where we're holding. All right, you follow all that?
Yep. How does the Gemara talks about her, that I think the Moshe from Benitz said Benitz, and I.
That's how Rashi looks.
No, but doesn't Mark say Benitz?
No. It was Rashi telling us that's what the Gemara meant. Okay. Rashi meant, oh, we need to have a negotiation. If you buy a Nizik, you've got the negotiation. Then the Benitz about, oh, why should he listen to you before? Going to the Rosh, forget about negotiation. That's the deal. They didn't even make this. Even the Zeboris. All of them, they haven't been Zeboris. Yeah, we'll see on Tuesday, Matt Hashem. Oh, on Tuesday, by the way, we're going to be doing Tesis. Yeah? Tesis, Tav Kesem and Aleph. Anyway, we did that one now in the Rosh. Take care, Mokron, they're all easy. One, two, three, from here, Kesem and Aleph. Take care, Mokron, he shots his. With Yasmin. Till then.
Tuesday, what time?
9:30.
So it's balance of the Tosfos Mahan Aleph, and then just the top one on that?
Okay, should be well.